Him. In English now, discussion of the glories of Lord Ramachandra Bhagavan. At the basis of India's spiritual culture are the narrations of especially Ramayana, Mahabharata, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Ram Bhakti is inseparable part of life in spiritual India. Now India is trying to be less spiritual, but traditionally India has always been a country who, now they say Mera Bharat Mahan, my India is great. But previously people didn't even used to think I am Indian, or garv se kaho I'm Hindu hai. People say with pride, I am a Hindu. But previously there was no such conception of India, India nationalism, or I'm a Hindu. But simply, people were more interested in spiritual life than material life, and all these designations, I'm a Hindu, I'm an Indian, it wasn't that. Simply people were interested in Ram Katha, Krishna Katha, and their lives centered around this. Nowadays, things are different, but as Srila Prabhupada commented in a purport to the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the discussion of Ram Lila, that even now in Kali Yuga, by chanting the names of Krishna, Rama, and Hari, all the wonderful symptoms of Ram Raja, the reign of Lord Ram, can again become present. During the reign of Lord Ram, people, they did not know hunger or thirst or tiredness. There was complete peace and goodwill and cooperation among all living beings. Even though it was in Treta Yuga, during the reign of Lord Ram, in at least within his kingdom. What was the name of his kingdom? Any other suggestions? Ayodhya was the capital city, no? Anyone know? Kosha. So within his kingdom, it was like Satyayuga, although there are plenty of demons outside. But Ayodhya, what does Ayodhya mean? Anyone know? It means not possible to be overcome by weapons. Unassailable. It's a completely safe city. Even before Lord Ram was there, so many great kings, and the name of the city was Ayodhya. So Ram Raja, what did you do? It was already echoing, but it's worse now. Why don't you make it better? Turn it down. Ram Raja can be brought back in Kali Yuga by the chanting of the holy names. And Prabhupada was saying that by the chanting of the holy names, all good conditions in human society can come. As is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kalinga Sabhajyantyarya Gunagyam Sarabhagina Yatra Sankirtana Neva Sarava Swartho Vilapyate. People who are very sharp, very intelligent in understanding the essential principles, they glorify Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, simply by Sankirtan, all desirable things can be attained. So Ram has for centuries throughout India been the ideal for men to shape their behavior and their lives on. And Sita Devi has been the ideal for women. Therefore, young unmarried girls in Bengal used to say, Sitar moto patni hobo, Rame moton pati pabo. I'll be a chaste wife like Sita, and I will attain a husband with the qualities of Lord Ram. That was desired. Even recently, about 20 years ago, they first put this Ramayana serial on TV. This was the first time in many years that TV meant Doordarshan only. And this was the first time in many years that they'd put anything, I think probably in the history of India, that they'd put anything religious on TV. And it came on every Sunday, and it was, the response was amazing. No one could imagine what kind of response, that practically all of India shut down for 1 hour every Sunday morning during that time. And the ladies would have all the puja paraphernalia ready, and they'd be ready to offer the Arvind. I was in Orissa during this time, and then you see that the ladies would have their, be ready to offer arati to Lord Ram everywhere, all over India. The natural response. Prabhupada often said that although there's so much propaganda to make Indian people materialistic, actually people in India, they want Ram Bhakti, they want Krishna Bhakti. So that spirit is still there. What happened though, this actress who was acting the role of Sita, that wherever she went, the people wanted to treat her like Sita, but she's an actress, she's a prostitute, in other words. So she didn't like that at all. She wanted to wear short skirts and dress up like a typical prostitute, which is the norm in India nowadays also, unfortunately. And all young girls, they like to make themselves unchaste. They're more like Shurpanaka than Sita. So, but that tendency is there. People want to be religious. They want to worship Ram. They want to worship Krishna. So in Indian culture, this Ram Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti in various forms. In South India, there's more worship of the Lord as Narayana. And in Andhra Pradesh, the Nrsimha worship is also quite popular. And throughout India also, worship of Lord Shiva and his wife, who is known by many different names. Mother, Mataji, Devi, Parvati, Amba. So that's also very popular. So this Ram Bhakti, this is the life of one of the main threads of Indian culture. And especially in North India, one British man, he wrote that he was in India, and he said throughout the whole of North India, everyone knows the whole Ramcharitmanas by heart. Everyone, they heard it. Most people couldn't read or write, but they heard it so many times. They just go on hearing and hearing, and then they know. And in their ordinary conversation, they'll be quoting it. Their whole life absorbed in thoughts of Lord Ram. So even now, people have such feeling that they want to build the temple of Lord Ram at the Janmasthan in Ayodhya. Of course, they're questioning whether or not there should be a temple. Of course, there should be a temple for Lord Ram at his Janmasthan. Actually, that's stated in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Nityananda Prabhu, he visited Ayodhya and he visited Ram Janmasthan. They're saying they want some. What's the evidence there was originally a temple? The evidence that there was a temple there is Babri Masjid. Because it was deliberately built on the site of Ram Janmasthan to make the Hindus feel upset. So that is the evidence that it is Ram Janmasthan. In the oral tradition, that's known as Ram Janmasthan. And the Muslims had the habit of demolishing temples that were very dear to the Hindus and building mosques on the site. So the evidence that is Ram Janmasthan is the verbal record plus Babri Masjid, which those of you who are living in India know what happened to Babri Masjid. So the Ram Janmasthan, even if it's not, they're saying, what's the evidence? Even if it's not exactly the site of the Janmasthan, it's considered as such. The sentiment is there. So that should be honored. There should be a temple of Lord Ram at Ayodhya, just like the Muslims have their spot at Makkah. And in Jerusalem, there's religious sites, so it's very dear. They're trying to argue legally over whether or not there should be Ram Janmasthan temple built there. But whatever the legal arguments may be, they should understand that this is very dear to the bhaktas of Lord Ram. So much so that many of them, they are willing to give their lives for that. Just like the monkeys, they gave their lives for Lord Ram. So, on the appearance days of the different avatars, among whom Ram is certainly one of the most prominent, especially Ram, in Shastra it said that Ram, Krishna and Nrisimhadev, these in the Shastras quoted by the Sri Vaishnavas, who consider Vishnu to be the, or Narayan to be the original form, they say that these three forms are more special. They deliver more living beings. And in our Gauriya line we say Ram. Of course, in our Gauriya line also we have special worship of Nrisimhadev, but especially Rama, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they delivered many, many jivas. So we have the six-armed form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as shown to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. That is the form of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ram. Don't put the book on your mouth, please. So we can remember the glories of Lord Ram by reciting his pastimes. And apart from those in Ramayana, there are many other pastimes in other Puranas also. especially the one very famous narration, not in the Ramayana but in the Puranas, is that of Mahira, the brother of Ravana, named Mahirava. That's more clarification of Hanuman. Hanuman saved Ram and Lakshman. And there are many others. We're hearing in oral tradition, Dinabandhu Prabhu has been telling us. Because Ram, Chandra Bhagavan, by his Leela, he had to wander throughout so much of India. So we'll find so many holy places of Lord Ram, connected with Lord Ram, all over India, not only Ayodhya, but there in Setubandha, at beyond Rameshwaram. And then we have Nasik, is very famous. What for? Nasik. Well, how did that name come? Naskatnase. And so they say, cutting the nose of Shurpana. So Remuna, that's also connected with Lord Ram. That's the famous place of Kirchhor Gopinath. So that Kirchhor Gopinath was made by who? Anyone remember? I put the story in that new book. That deity is made by Madhavendra Puri. No. That deity was made by Lord Ram. As Lord Ram and Sita Devi were staying there for some time and hearing the sounds of the cows and the boys, cowherd boys playing their flutes, Lord Ram was laughing very happily. And when Sita Devi asked him, "Why are you laughing all of a sudden?" he said, "Because I'm reminded of my Gopal Leela." And Sita said, "What? I don't know about that. What's that all about?" So then Lord Ram told her, and with his arrow from a stone he made the deity of Gopinath, who later was found out to be a thief, known as Kirchhor Stealer. Actually, it's all his anyway. But then they take it away. When they offer the prasad, and then they take it away, but he kept it with him. So he's known as a thief. So there's so many pastimes of Lord Rama. On these appearance days of the Lord, we like to remember the Naam, Gun, Roop, Leela, Parika, Vaishishta of the particular form. Naam means name, Roop means form, Gun means qualities, Leela means pastimes, Parika means associates, Vaishishta means specialties, special qualities. The Dham of the Lord, we like to remember. So actually all these can be remembered by remembering the names of the Lord. That's why, one reason why Naam Bhajan is so important, because the name of the Lord is non-different from the name, all Naam, Gun, Roop, Leela, they're all non-different from the Lord. But by remembering the different names of the Lord, then whatever we've heard about Him, we can remember again. Just like when we say Yashomati Nandana, then we immediately, well, here we remember Yashomati Nandana Prabhu, who has just appeared in the doorway. But actually, Yashomati Nandana means, what does it mean? The darling of Mother Yashoda. So when we hear that name, we think of Krishna in his relationship with Yashomati, Mother Yashoda. So in the same way, by remembering the names of Lord Ram, then we can remember his Gun, Roop, Lila, Dham, Parika, Vaishishta, Ityadi. So now you can all help me. And we can all have a little transcendental, not exactly a quiz, but we can ask you. You please tell us, you can all, one by one, don't shout them out all at once. You can raise your hand and first of all, what does the name Ram mean? That's a good one. Rama, Rama. Peaceful? Well, I mean that each name may have some particular, many meanings. But what's the principal meaning of the name Ram? Pleasure potency. He's not the pleasure potency. Pleasure potency is Radharani. Hmm? Yeah, Rama means pleasing. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chiratmani iti rama padayanaso param brahma vidhiyate. This verse states that the yogis, they take pleasure, unlimited pleasure, ramante yogino nante, in that transcendental person who is the genuine, who is genuine pleasure. That person is known as Rama. And he is the supreme absolute truth. So some other names of Rama. Hand up. Anyone knows any other names? There's so many names. Yes, please. Sarangapani. You're from South India? Yes. Very famous name. In South India. Meaning?
The one who is holding the bow.
Ah. Who's holding the bow and arrows. Sarangapani. Another famous name of Lord Ram in Tamil Nadu means who's got the bow. Kodandaram. Kodandaram. Kodandaram, there are many temples. Kodandaram. In Karnataka also, I don't think so. In Tamil Nadu, Kodandaram is very famous. Kodanda means the bow. Who's holding the bow? Then, some other names? Hands up, hands up. Raghava. Raghava means? Descendant of Raghu, yes, descendant in the Raghu dynasty. Then, any more? Lady? Sitapati means the husband of Mother Sita. Shh, you run out already? Come on, there are so many other names. Raghunandan. Raghunandan means Raghu means forefather of Lord Rama. Nanda means, again, the darling or the delight. Just the name, just like Ananda, Nanda, Nandan. It all means the same, pleasure. So who gives pleasure to Raghu and his descendants? Or the darling child of the Raghu dynasty? Then, Dasharati. Dasharati, yes. Means? The son of Dasharati. What was his mother's name? Okay, so another name based on that? Kaushalyananda. Means, who is the darling child of? Mother Kaushalya. Then you have a big pandit sitting over there. Ravanantaka. Means the killer of Ravana. D- Dasha Mukha Moli Malim Ramaniyam. He took his 10 heads, and there are 10 directions. 8 this way, and 1 up and 1 down, and there are the presiding deities. Here, one for you, one for you, one for you. Distributed. One up there, one down there, east, west, north, south. Distributed the heads. Killer of Ravana. Then Ramachandra. It means Rama, who is compared to the moon. So the moon is very pleasing. Which dynasty did Rama appear in? There are 2 Kshatriya dynasties. One is Soma Vamsha, and the other is Surya Vamsha. So which one did Lord Rama appear in? Surya Vamsha. And Krishna appeared in Chandra Vamsha, Soma Vamsha. So Rama is also Surya Vamshi. Then Raghupati. Means the lord of Raghu. Even though he's a descendant of him, he's still the pati of all living beings. Then Raghu Kula Tilak. That's a very nice name. Tell what it means. What does Tilak mean? It means something which is very prominent, huh? You can see. Tilak. So who's on top of, well, the very prominent member of the Raghu Kul, the dynasty of Raghu? Maryada Purushottam means you know the name, but you don't know what it means. You can explain in Hindi or Bengali if you have trouble with English. Janan, e namer artho ki. You know Bengali? You're Bengali, no? From Orissa. Right. So, Maryada Purushottam. He is the Purushottam means, everyone in Orissa should know. Purushottam Khetra is Puridham. So Purushottam means the supreme personality of Godhead. So he appears in various forms. We say that Aishwarya Purushottam is Bhagavan Narayan, Vishnu. And Leela Purushottam, or Prem Purushottam, is Krishna. And Maryada Purushottam means the Supreme Lord who established the proper principles of human behavior. Maryada means giving proper respect. So Lord Ram is the emblem of that, how he respected his elders. He fulfilled the promise of his father, even at great personal suffering. He upheld the promise of his father. He remained respectful to Kaikeyi, even though she had put him into so much difficulty. He maintained the honor of his family by killing Ravana and rescuing Sita. So he showed the ideal of how to interact with others, how to give respect to others. So some more names. Pashupati. Yeah, can be that names generally associated with Lord Shiva. Krishna is also known as Pashupati. Lord Rama can also be, because he's assisted by so many monkeys, can also be Pashupati. Then? Now, who's saying? I can't hear. I'm just hearing a sound. Where's it? Oh, hand up. Who said that? Lakshmanagraja. Very good. Means? What does it mean? Lakshman ki jishta brata. Agraja means, Agra means before, and Ja means birth. So who is born before Lakshman? Elder brother of Lakshman. There's a very famous name of Lakshman in similar name in relation to Lord Ram, which is Ramanuja, who's born after Ram. What's the name of Rama's sister? We know the three brothers of Rama are very famous. What are their names? We just said one, Lakshman, Lakhan, Bharat and Shatrughna. What's his sister's name? Who knows? Who's reading Ramayana very carefully? Anyone? That's like the one, that's like saying, after reading all the Ramayana, I only have one question. Who was Sita the husband of? It means you completely misunderstood. Sita wasn't the husband of anyone. She's a woman. Now wait a minute. What did you say? That wasn't the name. Nay. Bhagwan Ramchandra ki ben ka kya naam? Ye prashna chal raha hai. Shanta, very good. Shanta. It's described in the beginning of Ramayana that Maharaj Romapad lived in a kingdom adjacent to that of Maharaj Dasharatha. But he had no children, so Maharaj Dasharatha gave him his daughter, who was named Shanta. He was thinking he'd get many more children, but Maharaj Dasharatha himself didn't get more children until much later. So she was already married before Ram was born. Who was she married to? Anyone? You might know. Someone with horns. Rishi Ashram. Then, what are you going to say? Ahalya Taran. See, now we're reminded of the Leelas, isn't it? One of the famous Leelas of Lord Ramachandra is delivering Ahalya, who was the wife of Gautama. So, she was cursed to become stone. But then when Ram came, he delivered her. So he's known as Ahalya Taran, which means the deliverer of Ahalya. Then, anyone else? Chakrapani. Well, could be. That's more a name of Lord Vishnu, isn't it? Lord Ram is... Yeah, but he's more... Sudarshan Chakra is more connected with Vishnu. Shangapani. That you already said. Sarangapani.
Setu Ram,
who made a bridge.
Patabi Ram
is another Tamil. Actually, Patabi is a Tamil word. What does it mean, actually? It means Lord, like that, is it? Patabi means?
Patabi Sheram means coronation.
Oh, coronation, yeah. That means... That's a Tamil word, I think, isn't it? It's not Sanskrit. Then that's another famous name in Tamil Nadu. Rajaram. Very good. King Ram. Shri Ram. Very good. Shri means Lakshmi. Sita. So who's always with Sita? And Shri Ram also means opulent or respected. Rama. Janaki. I was just waiting. There are so many names connected with Janaki. Janaki means
Sita.
Why? She's the daughter of Janaki. Sita, the name Sita means who came from the plowed earth, and Janaki means the daughter of Janak. So Janaki Jivan means the life of Janaki. Then there are so many other names with Janaki. Janaki Valla. Valla means lover. Janaki Ram. Ram who belongs to Janaki. Then some more names. Lokabhirama. Means Hindi mein bolo. Yeah, but what does Abhiram mean? Jo sabko anandete. Lokabhirama means who gives pleasure to all. Shrinu sukadam shubadam babasara. By hearing about him, we become happy and obtain auspiciousness in this world of birth and death. Ayodhya Naresh. Okay, very good. Means the king. Naresh means the controller of the people. The king of Ayodhya. Rama Swami. Swami means master. So Ram, who's the boss. Another famous name in South India. There's one name of Ram I'm thinking of that's more famous in North India. Ram Avatar. That's straightforward. The Supreme Lord who has descended as Lord Ram. What about some names in relationship with Lord Shiva? Shivaram means Ram who is worshipped by or very dear to Lord Shiva. And just a second, wait a minute, I'm still on Shivaram. And Shiva also means who's very auspicious. So Shiva. Kalyanaram means
auspicious.
Who's auspicious? Yeah. Auspicious. Auspicious of who gives welfare to others. Kalyanam also means wedding ceremony. So Kalyanaram is specifically in relationship to his wedding ceremony. Then what were you saying? Ramalingam means Ramalinga. Yeah, you could say that. But linga also means form. So it means Ram, the very form of Rama, Ramalinga. We're getting all famous Tamil names here. So many famous names in Tamil Nadu for Lord Ram. Lord Ram is worshipped by Lord Shiva and is thus known as
Rameshwara.
There's another one, Rameshwara. Rama, who is the supreme controller. I was thinking of Shiva Aradhyam. who is worshipped by Lord Shiva. So, any famous names in Bihar? Patit Pavan, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Bihar is what's presently Bihar, that's where, well, that's connected with Sita Devi, that Mithila, North Bihar, is where Maithili, Sita Devi, appeared. So, any more? Pada Setu. Pada.
Yeah.
Baddha Setu. All right. Yeah. That's your name. One who made a bridge. So what's so wonderful about that? There are so many bridges. Now in India, they're building all flyovers everywhere in every city. What's so special about the bridge that Lord Ram made? Without pillar, and the stones are floating. That's pretty unusual, isn't it? You have any technology like that? The stones are floating. And this way but still Hanuman was more, because he just jumped. He didn't need a bridge. So Ram made Hanuman more, appear to be greater than him. Then some more names? Huh? I didn't hear that clearly. What's Raghuveer, there's another one. Raghuveer means? No, aapka naam jo aap bolte hain. Wo kya naam hai? Chitra nahi se. Raghuveer, huh? Oh, Raghuvansh ki veer, the hero of the Raghu dynasty. Another name for connected with Raghu, many names are like that. Raghudva. One of the first godbrothers I knew in England, which means Raghunath, very common name. We didn't get that one yet. He was the lord of the Raghus. So that way we also have Sitanath. Which Swami? Hanumanka Swami. Well, we're going here for more traditional names. Narasrishta. Narottam. Yeah. Janakinath. Lord of Janaki. How about Ravanari? Actually, there are two names, Ravanari and Ravanari. Ravanari and Ravanari. So one means the enemy or the killer of Ravana. And what does the other one mean? The other name means the enemy or the killer of the sons of Ravana. What color is Lord Ram? Green, like a freshly grown grass, we're sometimes told. But then sometimes in Shastra it's also stated that he's Shama. Shama Varna. So it might depend on the on the light. If he's going through the forest, the dark forest, and there's no sunlight, he might appear like Shama. Otherwise, he's known as greenish. Anyone can think of any more names? Kodanda Bhanjan, who broke, what does it mean, tell? Okay, very good. Who broke the, what did he break? What's in his childhood, before he was married, Ramachandra broke something. Kodanda means he broke a bow. Which bow? Huh? Lord Shiva's bow. So by, then we can remember this lila. I think this is also not in Valmiki Ramayana. It's a very famous story. How that bow of Lord Shiva was there. And it was just being worshipped because it was so powerful and strong that no ordinary human being could even touch it. It was so potent. And one day they saw that Sita, in her childhood, she has picked it up and was playing with it, which even an ordinary, big, powerful Kshatriya, he can't even touch it, can't pick it up, can't string it, anything like that. So, understanding her extraordinary potency, this child who had appeared from the earth, Janak Maharaj said that the only person who can marry her is one who can pick up and string this bow, because the husband should be more than the wife. That's the general understanding. So when Lord Ram came, he not only picked it up and strung it, but by his stringing it, he broke it. So therefore he is known as Kodanda Bhanjan, the breaker of the bow. Sugriva Saka means friend of Sugriva. Who's Sugriva? Any ideas? King of the monkeys. Not Hanuman. Hanuman's not the king of the monkeys. Helped him. Vali's brother. Well, what was Hanuman then? He wasn't the king. He was the prime minister. Very intelligent monkey. Right. And there was some misunderstanding between them. Very good. So we can all read Ram Lila and get to know him. You're reading in Russian, is it? That edition I made, I think that's the only one in Russian. Some other one. I heard some years ago, this was before the USSR became opened up, that the government issued some edition of Ramayana in Russian translation, and within 2-3 days, sold out. The Russian people, they have good interest in this. So we hope the Indians will also. Who's got Ramayana at home? Or most of you don't have any home. Alright, well, if you don't have, then you should get a copy today. Aapka ghar mein Ramayana hai. Jinke ghar mein nahi hai Ramayana, to aaj hi lena padega. You should tell your children stories of Lord Ram. Just like Mother Yashoda used to tell Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anyone else like to say anything else? If not, then Hare Rama. Hare Rama Bol Ke is Chota Sa Prabachan Ka Viram Deta Hum. We're finishing this, putting an end. Viram. Veera Ram, there's one more name. Veera Ram, Hero Ram, Veerendra Ram, Viram, the end, full stop, Hare Krishna. There's no end, but we also have to, most of us have more chanting of Hare Ram, is it? We all have to chant Hare Ram every day, and many of us didn't complete our chanting of Hare Ram. So we should go and chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.